Welcome to Graduate Sunday, June 7th, 2009. This is the morning worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today's message is by the Reverend Raymond Smith and is entitled, Crossing the Jordan. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now for our worship service.
Good morning.
Good morning.
No, that was okay. That was just okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 4. So I'm gonna try. We'll give it one more time. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you are awake. That's great. We are glad that you are here for worship this morning. We welcome you to Graduate Sunday 2009, a wonderful day of celebration, also an emotional day for many of us. And so we're excited to be in God's house today as we gather for worship. A few announcements that I will draw your attention to. Many of the things that we have coming up are listed here in the bulletin under upcoming events, as well as opportunities for the week. Just a reminder for you, the West Virginia trip that the Baptist men were going on has been canceled. They got it all cleaned up, so we don't have to go up into West Virginia. So save your energy, save your vacation days, whatever, because there will be something here in the future. We want you appreciate those who were able to sign up, but there will be no trip to West Virginia. Reminder today, there will be no youth tonight. It says that on the calendar, but there will be no youth tonight, just so you know that. Let me see. Big Raj, you have an announcement?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I better start over. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
That's great. Okay, for those of you who don't know what Mountain Outreach is, I need to share with you just a moment about that. Mountain Outreach is a church-wide project that we've been doing. This will be our 21st year that we've gone to Kentucky the week of July the 4th and built a home for a family. And come home in 5 days. And it didn't do that well the first year. It took us 2.5 weeks. But now we got it down pretty well. Let me run over some of the items that I need to be talking to you about today. The sign-up sheets there on the Mountain Outreach table. We need to get your names on that list this week if you're going, so that we can make arrangements for the hotel rooms and the food process. So sign up when you get a chance. We have $15,600 roughly in as of this morning. That means that we're about $10,600, $400 short. And then we have 3 weeks, and that amounts to about $3,480 a week. So if you haven't turned your funds in for that, Father's Day's coming up, Mother's Day if you missed it. My birthday was last week, and Don Wilson's is this week. So if any of you'd like to make a presentation or a donation in our honor of our birthdays, we'll accept that. And now, last Sunday, only one person was listening when I told you that my birthday was had just passed. And I got a check from one of our recent college grads for a donation to Mountain Outreach. So the rest of you need to be listening as we try to make this happen. We had one refrigerator donated this week, a new one. We're thankful for that. We still need one more refrigerator, a stove, a chest of drawers, a ceiling, not a ceiling fan, but an attic fan. a microwave oven, can't read my writing, a recliner, some pots and pans and dishes, and I guess that pretty much wraps it up except for one other thing. And that is that Don Wilson's busily counting every day on our bus, tool bus, so that we'll have it ready to go on the day of our departure in 3 weeks. If you'll contact me or Don Wilson when you can come, we'll work around your schedules. So now, people, we're in the short rows. I need you to sign up. I need you to turn in your money, and I need you to let's move ahead to get this family a home the week of July the 4th. Thank you.
Thank you, Big Rog. We appreciate that. And, you know, my birthday was March 19th, so if you want to give to Mountain Outreach for my last birthday, that's fine. But for now, March 19th, next March 19th, you can give gifts to me. That's fine. But, so just a thought. We do want to make sure who is here today. There are pew pads on the inside out of every pew. We invite members and guests alike, if you could, to fill that out, put your name down and check the appropriate boxes and pass it down so everybody has a chance to fill that out. That would be helpful. Once it gets to the end of the pew, if you could send it back to where it got started, that would be great. We do ask the first person who signed it on the pew today, when it gets back to you, if you could take out those pages, that'll help our ushers at the end of the service. Let me see. We have any more announcements?
Nope.
Any more announcements? Going once? Going twice? Okay. Well, we're very excited that many guests we have today. You've already given us your information on the pew pads just a moment ago. We have ushers that are coming down the aisles now. If you're a guest with us, we'd like to give something to you just to introduce ourselves a little bit. This is a packet of information. We invite you just to raise your hand as the ushers come back down the aisles now. If you're a guest, just raise your hand right where you are. They will pass you a packet of information. Inside this, you'll find a letter from a pastor, as well as some other information about the church. So we're very grateful for you being here this morning. Before we move on, there is one final announcement, and I take no responsibility for what is about to happen, because you hired these interns. I didn't hire them. You hired them as a church. So I'm going to introduce us. Sydney, come on up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As you can see, I'm all dressed and ready for day camp this summer. On Tuesdays, starting June 16th, our preschoolers are going to have day camp from 9 to 11. And on Thursdays, our elementary students are going to have day camp starting June 18th from 9 to 12. I'm going to need lots of volunteers this summer. We're going to have lots of great activities planned, and I'm going to need your help. In addition to Thursday camp, we're going to have extra innings, and that will be lots of great activities around town, and that's just an extra $10. And I'm pretty sure it's the best camp ever.
Wait just a minute. I don't think so. Youth camp is so much better. We're going to the beach, and I only have one spot left. So you make sure you're on my list.
We will be leaving July 20th through the 21st. And we will be loading up at 9 a.m. at the church to make sure we are there in time to catch some gnarly waves, which is so much better than staying and hanging out to them all. This year we're talking about Gospel Journey Maui, which is about seven strangers who meet up with a preacher and talk about hard questions to figure out who can be right, if all of these different religions can be right. Watch this video and find out more.
Jesus, God himself just went through Mary to come out. That just doesn't make sense to me, that logic behind that.
Hi, my name is Priscilla. I am from El Paso, Texas. I guess Jesus is God, but I never really looked into it.
I'm Rachel Martin from Huntsville, Alabama. I believe in a God and in higher power, but it definitely is a she.
My name's Jonathan. I'm Jewish. My mom's an Orthodox Jew.
I just have a problem with the Christian faith trying to be inflicted on me.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rachel Officer at Salt Lake City, Utah.
I view Jesus as a different thing. It's like I'm not accepted as a Christian.
I'm Zane Black. I love Jesus.
There's this verse where Jesus says, I have come so you may have life and life to the fullest.
My name's Greg Steer.
It is going to be a wild, wild week.
There's someone bigger than them that wants to give them that direction and that purpose, and that someone is Jesus Christ.
Make sure you are on my list so you don't miss this gnarly experience.
Well, Garden City may be really awesome, but there's nothing better than the Fantastic World. It's this really cool place where Molly Pickens meets two new friends, and they go on all sorts of adventures to discover what God really wants for our lives. She discovers the mystery is inside, just like our really awesome camp t-shirts say. And by the end of the summer, we'll be able to say that the Master is inside. You can see for yourself.
Quickie, I've been thinking about it, and I want to ask you a question.
Okay. Let me tell you something, Bill. You know I don't like questions. I like to maintain a certain level of mystery about myself.
I got it. I understand it. I respect it. But have you ever been on an adventure?
Yep. Like the time that you made meatloaf, and I had weird dreams for 3 days. And then we had to go see the cactus doctor, but he wasn't on your HMOs. And then we had to go see that doctor in the hotel room. And then he took that piece of utensil and put it in some...
Freaky!
What?
I'm not talking about that kind of adventure.
Oh.
That was more of a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm talking about the kind of adventure that has swashbuckling.
Ooh.
Evildoers.
Mm.
Good people.
Ooh.
People that save our fantastic world.
Ooh.
That kind of adventure.
Ooh.
Have you ever been on that type of adventure?
I've never been on that kind of adventure. Sounds cool.
Real cool. Real cool. What if I was to tell you, now hear me out on this. Hear me out on this. We're going to take that kind of adventure in a few weeks. We're going to set out with a sweet little girl and help her save our fantastic world.
What are we going to be learning about?
We're going to be learning about
love.
Love. We're going to be learning about my main man, Jesus.
Oh, J-C-J-E-S-U-S.
I love it, I love it, I love it. Would you come? Would you come, Cranky?
Bill.
Speak to my good ear.
I got one question.
I like it.
Do cactuses talk? Now do it, Bill. I do it because I love you. And I love these little guys. And I want to have some fun.
I like it. I like it.
I want to have some fun.
I like it. You hear that, kids? Cranky's coming. I'm coming. Charles is coming. Mr. Fix is coming. The whole gang's going to be there. We're going to save the fantastic world, and we're taking you guys with us. Shake on it, Cranky.
You're hurting my arm.
Sorry.
To begin soon.
As you can see, it's going to be a great summer. Sign up to come to camp or to volunteers at the welcome desk.
Pretty smart decision you made to hire those interns, I do believe. It's going to be an exciting summer. But today, this is Graduate Sunday. And it is time to recognize the class of 2009. I invite you to stand now as they process in. Will you pray with me? Our gracious Father, we come into your presence celebrating a very special day. The class of 2009, the ones that we have seen grow up before our very eyes. And Father, we know that you rejoice over them as well. They have done many things and accomplished a lot. But Father, you rejoice over them just like you rejoice over us because of the relationship that you and I and all of us can share. You rejoice over us because Christ has restored us into a right relationship with you. That gives us the opportunity to worship. Be in this place. Speak to us. Give us wisdom, direction, peace, and your comfort, we pray. In Christ's name. Amen.
There's only two today. Is this on? Oh, it's on. Okay. Good morning. Can everybody see me? You want to turn around? Oh, you guys are so great at coming in. I have a question. Can you tell me what it means to celebrate? What does that mean? To be happy about something. Have you ever had a really big birthday? Yeah. What did you have at your big birthday?
I can't remember.
That's okay. What did you have at your birthday? A cake. Okay, so you have a cake. Maybe some balloons. What else did you have? I'm sorry? Presents. That's the best part. What did you have, Tiffany?
Well, I stayed at a pool.
Ooh, a pool. That's pretty sweet. Not everybody has a pool. What did you have? Friends, yeah. Well, do you know that every time we come to church, we come to celebrate God? Yeah, we do. And God wants us to celebrate when we're nice to other people, when we grow, and when we learn, right? Well, do you know what we're celebrating today? Anybody know? We're celebrating graduation. That's kind of a big word. What does that mean? What does it mean? Yeah, it means like you finish a part of school or you finished all of school. And it means that you're growing up, right? Yeah, that counts, sure. Yeah, graduation. Well, it's kind of like a race. Have you ever watched a race or been in a race? You have? Okay, so when people start running, what do? You have to cheer them on, right? Because you want them to win. And so what happens when they win? You had to celebrate. You had to be really excited. Well, all of these people in the funny looking hats and dresses, they have won the race. It's kind of like their big birthday. So God would want us to cheer them on, and that's what we're going to do today. So can I have my volunteers? Let's see. Tiffany, that's for you. And Miss Sienna, this is for you. And Miss Catherine, that's for you. And I'm sorry, tell me your name. Alyssa. Hello, Alyssa. That's for you. Okay, and we are going to stand up, not yet, listen, on the count of three, and we are going to cheer on our friends that have won the race. And do you know why you're holding all these numbers? Yeah, 2009. Yeah, you can kind of make it work that way. 2009. They're graduating, and they finished the race. So on the count of three, you're going to stand up. You ready? One, two, three. Oh, you guys are so perfect. And on the count of three, I want you to cheer your friends on, okay, using your inside voices, kind of. Okay? All right, are you ready? One, two, three. Let me hear it. Cheer. Woo! Good job. Thank you so much for helping me cheer on our friends of 2009. We're going to pray, and then I'm going to let you go back to your seat, okay? God, thank you so much for letting us come together to learn more about you. And thank you for helping us celebrate our friends that have graduated and that have won the race. And please help us to remember to celebrate you each day. Amen.
Now's the time for us to have opportunity to meet the class of 2009. We're going to invite them to come forward now. They will introduce themselves, where they're graduating from, and what their plans are, and then give a word of thanks to the church. And so we're going to start first with our college students. And Joe, come on up.
My name is Joe Burnett. I graduated from the University of North Carolina, Greensboro. Plans are TBD. Yes. So if you need to reach me, you can call my cell phone or my parents' house. So I'm living there in the basement. So thank you for all your support. It's been magnificent. One of my best memories is playing at Wake Forest and seeing all the College Parkers at the game and actually getting a bigger ovation than the Wake players. So that was, I got a couple compliments on that. So that was pretty awesome. So thank you for everything, and hope to be around for a lot longer. So, with the job though. So.
Hey, my name's Heather Korn, and I graduated from Wingate University in December, and I am living in Kernersville now, and I'm working at the newspaper as a graphic designer. So thank you for all your support as I, you know, graduated, and all the love as my church family. So thank you.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Hobson. I went to High Point University, majored in human relations. Now I work at Haynes Mall. If you guys have anything better, please let me know.
I'm Janelle Kinzer, and I work at Winston-Salem, or I went to school at Winston-Salem State University, and I finished with my bachelor's degree in nursing, and I work at Wake Forest University Baptist Hospital.
I'm Charles Anthony. I graduated from R.J. Reynolds High School, and next year I'm going to Mars Hill to play baseball and major in sports science. Thank you for just being someone to talk to.
Hi, my name is Drew Osley. I'm graduating from Reagan High School. I'm planning on attending Appalachian State next year and planning on majoring in business. I'd just like to thank you for all your support over the years and all your prayers. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Nathan Cobbler, son of James and Jamie Cobbler. I'm graduating from Mount Tabor High School, and I'm going to NC State next year, majoring in accounting, minoring in criminology. I came here when I was 2 years old. My parents have always told me we knew this was the church because it was the only nursery. I didn't get sent out in the hall crying. My best memories are church basketball, going on all the youth trips. You know, I've made, making lifelong friends. Probably my favorite memories when me and Carson dropped a chair off the balcony at Ridgecrest. And I just want to thank you for your love, support, encouragement, and prayers over the past 16 years. They've meant so much to me, and I know I have a giant family here I can always come home to. So, thank you.
My name is James Edmonds. I graduated from Mount Tabor High School. And upon the fall, I will be entering the University of North Carolina at Wilmington. I don't really know what I'm majoring in yet, so I won't announce that. But they say towards the end, you think back to the beginning. And that doesn't really apply here at all, because I came here before I have active recollections. So, I will say that some of my favorite memories involve Don Page, Matt Coombs, Nick Johnson, and a bathroom stall. But I won't go into that one too much either. I do want to say thank you to all of you for all your love and support and tolerance throughout the years. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Haley Hendricks. I graduated from West Forsyth High School, and I'll be attending Appalachian State in the fall. And I just want to thank everyone for all the love and support for the past 18 years. And I just know that I have a great church family, and I couldn't ask for more. So thank you.
Hi, I'm Jensen Prophet. I'm graduating from Reagan High School, and I'll be attending Forsyth Tech in the fall. And I'm going to major in elementary education. And some of you may not know me because I'm new here, kinda. I started coming August of 08. And I just want to thank you for welcoming me and being so nice and being someplace that I feel welcomed and wanting to come back to every week. So thank you.
Hey everybody, my name's Dylan Rollins. I'm graduating from Mount Tabor High School. I'm going to be attending Appalachian State in the fall. I have no idea what I'm going to major in, but I'm going to try and keep this thank you concise yet just. I came into College Park pretty confused in my walk with God, and thanks to all the love and understanding of the people at this church, I've come out a confident Christian. And I can't thank all of you enough for what you've done for me, and I'll never forget it.
Good morning. My name is Carson Smith. I'm graduating from the Ronald Wilson Reagan High School. I'll be attending East Carolina in the fall and majoring in construction management. My best memories from College Park have definitely been all the youth trips I've been on, you know, youth camp, Kentucky, all those things, doing fun stuff with the youth. I want to thank you for supporting our youth group so much and giving us opportunities to go different places, do different things, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the class of 2009. Okay, you can be seated. Charles, lead them. There you go. Just sit down. There you go. We thought an appropriate way for us to finish this recognition. We have a couple of videos that we're going to show back to back of some pictures that maybe you have seen, maybe you have not. But this is the class of 2009 in pictures.
What is life? A thousand roads, a thousand ways. Why am I so afraid to move? I cross the line. I'm stepping out, so come on, me. I give it all, cause I'm drawn to you. As long as my heart is beating,
It's only for a moment you were mine to hold. The plans that heaven has for you will all too soon unfold. So many different prayers I pray for all that you might do. But most of all, I want to know you're walking in the truth. And if I never told you, I want you to know that as I watch you grow, I pray that God would fill your heart with dreams, and that faith gives you the courage to dare.
Feel after seeing that video and the ovation that you got a few minutes before that you can do anything. And in that spirit, in the spirit of moving boldly into the future and not knowing what's ahead, I thought it would be appropriate if I called on one of you blindly to come up here and lead us in scripture and prayer. Does that sound good? I'm not going to do that, but it was going to be you. I'm not going to do that, but what's more important than doing that is knowing that I could do that with any of y'all, and you could come up here and do a great job, not because you necessarily enjoy leading in worship or you enjoy being in front of people, although you all do a good job with it, but because I know and this church knows what worship means to you and what Scripture means to you and what your relationship with God means to you. And that's something that has made your parents very proud and makes us very proud as a church family. And it's one of the many reasons why we're very much behind you. Scripture is important to you all, and it's certainly important to us as a church, and it's why Scripture is a part of every worship service at College Park. And I want to share first from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, which is a mission statement for graduates and for all of us. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And also from the New Testament, in the book of 1 Peter, in the second chapter, beginning at verse 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you, as aliens and strangers in the world, to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as a supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God. Honor the King. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, on this Sunday morning, it's a blessing to be in your house for worship, to be in your house for celebration. Sydney and the kids did it so perfectly. Lord, we ought to be celebrating. We ought to be cheering for what you mean to us and all the ways that you are working in our lives. Lord, thank you for these graduates and the way that you have touched them in so many ways. There's so much talk around graduation about looking ahead and what's out there, but it may be more important to look behind, to see all the ways that you have touched their lives and blessed them through their parents and their family and their friends, important people that you've placed in their lives to encourage them along the way and to help lead them into a relationship with you, to help lead them in a way to find their calling. That journey's not finished. There's a long way to go on it, but the part that has happened so far has been so important. And Lord, for the many ways that you have touched their lives and you've touched their families and you have touched us through them, thank you. And Lord, as we think about the things that are going on in all of our lives, because all of us are near a new stage, whatever that might be, we may have no idea what's ahead for us. Help us to look back, to be encouraged by all that you've done for us so far, to be encouraged to know that you are with us every step of the way, that you are not going to leave us, you are not going to forsake us, in spite of who we are, in spite of the mistakes we make. We thank you for that, Lord. That is the ultimate encouragement for our journey. Lord, help us to look and see who has encouraged us and help that to use that to be motivation for us to ask ourselves, who can we encourage? because in the same way that people have meant so much to us and made all the difference in our lives, that is who we can be through you. And Lord, I know that you're calling us all to different places and different tasks and different journeys. But the common thread is, Lord, that you have created us in your image to share your love with others, to do your will, to do your calling. Help us to realize that, to grasp that, Lord, and to be excited enough about it that we can stand and cheer for others and for you in everything that we're doing. Lord, on this beautiful day, on this day of celebration, we thank you. Amen.
It's the second glance that ties your hands as darkness pulls the strings. Be careful, little feet, where you go, for it's the little feet behind you that are sure to follow. It's a slow fade when you give yourself away. It's a slow fade when black and white turn to gray and thoughts invade. Choices are made, a price will be paid when you give yourself away. People never crumble in a day. It's a slow fade.
you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see.
Pray with me. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for new beginnings. We thank you for all the blessings that you have given us, for all the opportunities for these graduates through the years, for the faithful Sunday school teachers and faithful leaders, and all the fun things that they've gotten to do. Lord, we ask your special blessing upon them as they go through this summer and have new experiences in the fall. Just hold them in the palm of your hand. Lord, we thank you for all of our blessings. Go with us as we go through this journey of this week. In thy name I pray. Amen. Thank you.
we've never done it this way before. Graduates, as I thought about where you are in your life and tried to remember that far back, it's kind of like the children of Israel. You know, in a sense, they had spent a lot of time following God, and then they arrive at a pivotal point. Now, they had a lot of trials and tests and all that stuff, but they come to the Jordan River, and across the Jordan is the Promised Land. And with Joshua's leadership now, they're getting ready to cross the Jordan River into the Promised Land. Now, I don't know about you guys and gals, but as I can remember, when I was graduating from high school, I thought I was stepping out into the Promised Land. I mean, you've spent 12 years, 13 if you count kindergarten, and a bunch more if you count preschool and all that. You spent a bunch of years getting to this day. And now you're crossing the Jordan. You're going into the land of milk and honey, the Promised Land, right? College grads, I don't know what you're doing. I'm just kidding you. You've been in the Promised Land, right? You've been in the Promised Land, and you're facing real life. But real life's good, too. Okay? It's good, too. It's different, but it's good, too. And so as we thought about this, I want to give you four things maybe to remember from today. And I'm going to go through them pretty quick because the Methodists are already moving to the cafeteria. All right? So we're going to move quick, so you have to stay with me. All right? But four things to remember as you cross over the Jordan, figuratively speaking. The first thing is be strong and courageous and remember God's deliverance. Okay, as the children of Israel got ready to cross, Joshua said to them, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it on the right or the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let the book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. You guys that have done strength training, gals too, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be exclusive. If you've done strength training, you know how strength happens, right? You take a muscle and you stress it. You put it under stress. The individual fibers begin to break down. And then with the body's ability that God put in them, and through good nutrition, that muscle fiber rebuilds, right? And then you're stronger as a result of that. So that's what happens. Well, in the same way, be strong and courageous in a spiritual sense. Your faith is going to be tested. Trust me. Your faith is going to be tested. And you'll be subjected to situations which will stress your faith. And that's not a bad thing. But you need to understand how you recover from that. You need a couple of things. First of all, you need to be strong and courageous, just as Joshua was commanding the children of Israel. Be strong and courageous, recognizing that your strength comes from God, not from yourself. Okay? The second thing is get good nutrition. You know, when a muscle needs good nutrition rebuild, so your faith does too. Verse 8 that I just read talked about how you need the Word of God in your life. Meditate. Chew on it. Like a cow chewing on cud. That's what the image is there. Meditate on that. Constantly keep it there and chew on it. Now, understand, as you get ready to go into college, as you get ready to go into real life, you're going to meet people that say, well, I don't care what God's Word said, because it's just a story. They're going to think they're so much smarter than you. They're going to think they're so much more enlightened than you are. But there's going to come a time when you need to hear from God. And you need to hear that He's really there. And when those times come, think back to today. Okay? Think back to today and remember this day and fully lean on God and remember His promises. And remember His deliverance, how He's brought you to this point. So be strong and courageous and remember God's deliverance. The second thing you need to remember as you cross the Jordan is to pack well. In Joshua chapter 3, I won't read the whole passage, but basically what it says, it talks about, is how as they were going, getting ready to cross the Jordan, the priests came and they brought the Ark of the Covenant. And he said, step into the water. And they stepped into the water. And as you step into the water, the Jordan River backed up, just like the Red Sea had done. It just backed up and stopped. And the Ark of the Covenant was standing there on dry land. And the children of Israel all passed by there. Now, what is the Ark of the Covenant? What does it signify? The Ark of the Covenant was symbolic of God's presence with the children of Israel. Okay? His presence. Now, they walk with God in His presence, and you have the same privilege. The Holy Spirit, as we talked about Pentecost Sunday last week, it's the Holy Spirit is with you. And you have to learn how to recognize the bidding of the Holy Spirit. You have to learn to recognize what the guidance of the Holy Spirit sounds like and feels like. And you have to begin to recognize what it means when the Holy Spirit's encouraging you, when you're dejected and no one else is around encouraging, what the Holy Spirit feels like. You also have to understand what it feels like when the Holy Spirit is empowering you to do something. To do something for God's will. Okay? You've got to learn those things. And there'll come a time when you'll have to make that your own. You'll have to really learn what that sounds like, what that feels like. But that's the symbol of the Ark of the Covenant. God's presence with you. You have the Holy Spirit. Right? In the Ark of the Covenant, we know there were at least three things. At least three things. Scripture tells us of a gold jar of manna. Back in Exodus 16, and that is symbolic of God's provision. He'll take care of your physical needs. I didn't say physical wants. He'll take care of your physical needs, and He'll give it to you when you need it. Okay, so that's the manna. The second thing that were in there was the tablets of the law, the Ten Commandments. Okay, and again, these were protection. Remember, the children of Israel came out of slavery. God's design was not to enslave them to the law after they had been freed from Pharaoh. They were given for protection. They were to teach us how to relate to God. The first four commandments are how to relate to God. And to teach us how to relate to each other. That's the last six. Okay, so it's not to enslave us. It's not to cramp our style. It's to protect us. And when we don't obey them, there's consequences. But God's not a cruel God. He's a God who loves you. And He gives you those guidelines to live by. Because He knows that's what we need. The third thing that was in there was Aaron's rod. And Aaron's rod is symbolic of what happens when we rebel against God's leadership. There's a story that goes back in Numbers chapter 17 and preceding that. And what it talks about is how they had kind of a fight for leadership. And ultimately, Aaron's rod is the one that budded. It budded out. This rod actually grew leaves and flowers and all that stuff. Okay, and that was symbolic. It taught the children of Israel that God picks leaders, okay? And God picks leadership, and God is going to guide us. So remember those things. The three things, the manna, the tablets of the law, and Aaron's rod. I want you to remember also in talking about the leadership of God that these people that are here today to support you and encourage you, there's been a lot of prayer that's gone into your years leading up to this day. You've had a lot of experiences in childhood. You've had experiences in youth as a young person that growing up into adulthood. And all of those kind of form a basis for what you'll remember about this day. But also remember that these people have been praying for you all along. And they will continue to pray for you. Now, you'll get tangible evidence of that when they come twice a year and give you exam packs. Okay? But no, even in those other times when they're not sending food and money and all that, that they are still praying for you. Third thing that perhaps it's good for you to remember about crossing the Jordan is to mark this day. In your mind, mark this day. In Joshua chapter 4, it talks about how Joshua commanded that the people for the 12 tribes each pick up a stone out of the middle of the Jordan River. Okay, as they crossed, they were to pick up a stone. And then they took those stones and they put them on the opposite bank where they crossed to. And there they made an altar. And the significance of that altar is to remind us of important events in our life. This was a huge deal. They were crossing into the promised land. So they picked up stones and they took them and they made an altar to remember God's deliverance, God's protection, and God's providence. So you need to do the same thing. You need to mark this day. recognize that God's protection is there. You know, you're going to be at a point very soon where you're going to be tested. Mom and Dad's faith isn't going to get it done. Okay, it's going to be yours. And you can talk to these three sitting behind you and any others to talk about what happens when you go to college. One of the things is your faith is tested. It's not Mom and Dad's faith anymore. It's your faith. And it's important because you need to remember today. Remember the principles that have brought you to this point. You know, a day when you're called to remember your salvation. A day when you're called to remember the support of these people and how God walks with you every single day. You just have to learn to recognize His voice. To help you remember today, in the crossing of the Jordan, you're going to receive one of these. It's a river rock. And it has a plaque on there. It says Joshua 4:19-24. And it has today's date. Okay, all of you will receive one of these. I want you to put it somewhere prominent. If you're going to school or you're going to job or places like that, put it somewhere where you'll see it. And that'll remind you, you need to remember significant days in your life and recognize that God has brought you to that point. Okay? You do that? I'll give you one when we get done today. The fourth thing that you need to remember is to depend on God. Now, that sounds like an overstatement of the obvious, doesn't it? But what we do need to depend on God. The children of Israel, they crossed over there. They knew that they were going to face battles. They knew that. They knew what was in store for them in part. But they traveled with confidence because God's presence was there with them. And God promised, I'll be with you. And He said, when you're obedient to me, you'll be successful. When you're disobedient, there'll be consequences. That's just the nature of testing. You know, you will be tested. As the children of Israel went into the promised land, they encountered different religions. They encountered religions that were more carnal and more selfish. And they were tested by that. Same thing's going to happen to you. As you move out into the promised land, you're going to encounter others. As the song Slow Fade, I hope you paid attention to it. Be careful what you see, what you hear, what you do. It's a kid's song, but there's good theology there because it's a slow fade. And the same thing happened to the children of Israel, and they kept having to be called back to God. And an important passage, I am going to read this one word for word. Joshua is helping them recover and to renew their covenant. They've gone through a lot of testing. And he said to them, now fear the Lord and serve Him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you're living. But as for me and my household, we'll serve the Lord. And the people answered, far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. You have a personal relationship with the loving God who created you. The loving God who saves you. Don't trade that for some cheap earthly substitution. Do you understand? I know you do. We're very proud of you. Blessings to you, class of 2009.
Thank you. concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.